Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. And today, we're diving into the incredible world of Figma to HTML CSS cloning, all thanks to an open source tool. Get ready to be amazed.
Whoa, Figma cloning. Color me intrigued. Is this like some kind of magic copy-paste?
Even better. It's a GitHub project called MCP Server from GIPS. You paste a Figma link and boom, near-perfect clone. No pricey software needed.
Seriously, just the link, not a screenshot? That's wild.
Totally. I tried it myself and it blew me away. It grabs the entire structure, colors, sizes, even those cool glassy material effects. Things a screenshot just can't capture.
Okay, walk me through this. How do I get this magical tool?
First, you'll clone the repository from GitHub, then install the dependencies with npm install. You'll need a Figma personal access token with file content read access. Nothing more. No scary permissions required.
Got it. Figma token check. Then what?
You run the server with that token in the command line. And to make it work seamlessly with Cursor, you'll configure it as an SSE MCP server within Cursor's settings. Cursor recently updated, so look for the dedicated MCP service section. Just put in the server URL.
Cursor? Right, the cool new code editor. So it's like an integrated workflow then?
Exactly. In Cursor, you can select a Figma element, copy its link, and ask Cursor to implement it with, say, HTML and CSS. Initially, it might default to get file, the whole Figma file analysis, when get node is likely what you need to pull design details for specific components.
So you kind of had to trick it a bit?
Yeah, a little nudge. Maybe the tooltips could be clearer, but once I got it to use get node, it returned the full page details, a perfect blueprint, and it generates the code from that, ready to go. The results were amazing. Some minor hiccups with, like, an arrow placement, but the overall structure? Spot on. I doubt any screenshot tool could manage that.
I see. Interesting. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Absolutely. While it's not a complete replacement for screenshot methods, sometimes things need manual tweaking. This tool brings serious accuracy and automation. It's a great complement to any designer's workflow. Check it out.
Sounds incredibly useful. Thanks for sharing this awesome find. This is Nutty's Show signing off.